Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dean time at Tree Time.
Whoa! Tree Time.com.
It's Dean Richards, broadcasting live from Tree Time on North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Right now on 720 WGN.
Joy come to you, and to you your wants fail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
Let's hear it for the Canterbury
Carolers.
Thank you for coming out here again this year. Thank you, guys. It's wonderful to see you all.
Do we have more Canterburys than we did last year?
We do. We have seven. Canterbury Carolers, who are going to perform for us throughout the program today. So thank you all for being here. They're going to be here, but look at this.
Oh, so many SROs.
Standing room only already.
And they made it through Schwani's 17-hour newscast.
Those of you that got here early, in about an hour, you're going to be sitting going, this is so not worth coming out.
As I say every year, I wouldn't drive this far.
Yeah. You have a bee on your head right now.
I have a what?
There was
a real bee?
That was a real bee.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was a bee on your head.
And you sat there and watched it?
I was curious to see what was going to happen.
Must be attracted to tape. Oh, my God. Like a wasp or a bumble?
It might have been a wasp. Now, I did bring...
Well, there are trees around here.
There are trees, but I did bring a whole bunch of bugs that we're going to be eating later in the show.
So you probably brought it in.
Well, no, I didn't bring any live ones. The ones I brought are all dead. But much like the show opening. Now that I think of it. It's wonderful to be here at Tree Time Christmas Creations. The most spectacular selection of Christmas trees, lights, and ornaments that you'll find anywhere. 22102 Pepper Road. Thank you, Tree Time, for hosting us today. We're going to talk to Jim and Lori Kane, the owners, in just a little while.
And they have a beautiful new setup. All the trees are intermingled throughout the place.
Very, very nice. Yeah. We have Andy Mazur, WGN Sports, is here. Let's hear.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. And, of course, Dave Schwann, who is pretending like he's working on a newscast. You'll get used to this, as I have for the last 30 years. Schwani hits the computer, and he's looking at cartoons. He's looking at
Three Stooges.
Pictures of kitties on the computer right now.
I was trying to come up with a Three Stooges routine for today, and, well, I couldn't really find one.
I unplugged his computer.
Oh, what a shame.
Thank God.
What a shame that is.
Andy knew it was coming, so he pulled the plug.
I did.
And, of course, Elton Jim Toronto is here.
Thank you, Dean Areno. This is the fifth year in a row.
I was wondering how many years this has been that you've worn that really ugly woman's brooch that you wear.
Well, it isn't a woman's brooch, as everybody knows. It is a festive pin.
Yeah, clearly everyone just knew that. Yeah.
I know. I thought they would. That's why I did the call out. But no, it's a festive pin. Old women wear brooches.
That.
And virile young men wear festive pins. Thank you very much.
Wow. Aren't you warm in that Santa Claus suit?
I'm dying. Yeah, I am. But I will sacrifice.
I will give you A for effort that you went to way more trouble than any of the rest of us.
I know. Look at this. Merry Christmas up here. It looks like we're in a library.
Jim, I don't know.
I'm festive. Come on. You
know, if you know, it's November 10th. So.
Well, I'm here for the annual Veterans Day remote show.
We're going to talk. We're going to salute the veterans just a couple of minutes.
But I suffer for my art, Dean.
We appreciate it. It looks very festive.
I love it. In fact, I think next week I might.
We suffer along with it.
I might put up my Christmas stuff up next year. Next week, I'm thinking.
You're putting your Christmas decorations.
Yeah, really. Especially after coming here and seeing all this,
you do kind of get in the mood for it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. How do you not?
Who else has put up their Christmas stuff already? Anybody?
Well, look at that.
Oh, a couple of hands.
It's already up. It's already up.
Have you taken it down from last year? Because there's a big difference of I put it up already and I never took it down from last year.
Well, plus, don't forget this year, you know, Thanksgiving is late. It's in, at the end of November. So if you don't put it up that weekend, yeah, then you only have it up for less than a month.
Right.
So that's why I'm thinking 20-ish.
Now, how long do you leave yours up?
I usually do the Epiphany, which is, what, the 6th of January when the wise men officially come?
Right.
Even though my wise men start in the kitchen.
Yeah, you're a stickler with this.
I am.
We've had this conversation before that the baby Jesus does not go in the manger.
No, he's in the piano bench until Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in the sacred piano bench until Christmas Eve.
As the scripture dictates.
Yeah, well, that's what it says, right on page 478.
And Jesus, ye shall be on the piano bench.
Well, I put some straw in there just to make him feel comfortable.
Okay, get him ready.
No, but he wasn't born until Christmas Eve.
Right.
Right?
All right.
So, or Christmas Day,
all
really.
Right, you don't have to yell at me about it.
No, I'm just saying. So. But my three wise men start in the kitchen, and then every day they move till they get to the tree in the living room.
Wow.
Because they are seeing thy yonder star.
Right. And what do you have as... The star. Do you put in a really bright light bulb in the house?
No, we do actually have the star. Well, I have a Santa hat on the top of the tree, but we do have like a little star that I put
that puts on, goes on the tree.
That goes no. We have a whole manger on its own.
Okay,
set up there too.
Oh,
oh yeah. No, it's it's a scene, man.
I'm sure. I've said this many times. Your wife is the most patient woman in the world.
Well, I mean, that's why I love coming here every year, not only just because of you and Shawnee and Andy, but this is such a cool...
It's a
could
nice,
you imagine working? This is your office?
Yeah, this is...
How cool is this?
It's nice. It's a wonderful place. We'll talk to the folks at Tree Time and learn about what's new here this year. It's a different setup than we've had for the last 5 years that we've been here. We're going to talk, because tomorrow is Veterans Day, we're going to talk with some folks from the Veterans of Lake Barrington Shores that will join us today and kind of kick things off for us. We've got a live performance later from the Marriott Lincolnshire's new production of Oliver. Do you know that's the first musical that I ever saw?
May I have some more, sir?
That's a line from the play.
I've seen it.
Wow.
Wake up, Dean.
I told you. Show's on, Dean.
Consider yourself.
There you go. Yeah, don't forget, it's Oliver with an exclamation point at the end of it. So
it is.
I always wanted to play Fagin, the mean guy.
I think Fagin is going to be here. We've got this is what we've got. We've got two Olivers because they, you know, when you have
a pair of Olivers,
when you have kids in shows,
drawing to an inside straight, or what
you can't work. You can't work the kids full time like you do the adults.
Even here,
they have to have you know a certain amount of time off and days off between performances. They have two kids that play Oliver in the show. We have the Artful Dodger. We've got some of the other kids, and they're going to do a live performance for us.
Very cool.
Coming up later,
you have some gruel for them.
Yes, of course. That's on our Food Time show today.
Give them some of the bugs.
And, Shawnee, this is the day that you've been waiting for. This is the day that we eat the disgusting
food. No, this
food.
Is the day I've been worried about.
This is the day we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how people all over the world, the majority of the world actually, eat bugs as protein sources.
That's right.
And we said, and when I say we said, I said, wouldn't it be fun if we ate some bugs on the show?
Yep.
Just to, you know, it'd like to be in camaraderie with our brothers and sisters around the world.
It's going to be a blast.
So we've got some worms.
Andy's going to join
me.
I'll
be leaving at noon, yes.
We've got some crickets. We're going to eat some crickets. We've got haggis. It's not a bug.
I've never heard of that until you brought it up.
Scottish. It's traditional Scottish.
That's like the intestine, or isn't
the
it?
What?
The stomach?
Oh, it's
you didn't know
like
that?
Okay.
It's the intestine of the stomach.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave with you.
I want to have a donut.
I'm going to leave early with you, Andy.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got some fun things on the
Any
food.
Grubs?
Food times. We do have grubs.
Oh, you do have grubs.
Yeah, we do have some grubs that we're also going to eat. So that's all coming up on the Food Time show later in between. Lots of fun, lots of prizes, and a fantastic audience here with us already.
We have a full house almost already.
And
this
is
great.
I have to ask, are we going to do our traditional song this year?
How many want the traditional 12 days of Christmas? This has become a Chicago tradition, Chicago area tradition. Yeah.
like the dying of the
where we all participate. All of us participate. We get many of you to come and also join us to participate in the 12 days of singing of the 12 days of Christmas, even though it's not even Thanksgiving yet. We're going to.
It's not even Veterans Day yet.
Not even Veterans Day yet. We're going to do that coming up in a minute. Well, let's meet the veterans who are here with us this morning after a break. We're live from Tree Time this morning, WGN.
It's Sunday morning. Back to Dean Richards, live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington on 720 WGN.
All right, we're back, everybody. Good morning. Live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington. All the way until 1 o'clock today, and because we are, you know, fairly early in the year before Christmas, actually the day before Veterans Day, we like to acknowledge the veterans and all that they have done and sacrificed for all of us by saluting them here. And joining us this morning are the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. Let's hear it for all of them who are here with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask you to just stand for the crowd here so we can see who we're applauding? Let's hear it for the veterans. Yeah, turn around so the crowd can see you here. Yep, real heroes. Nice to have you with us.
There may be other veterans here, too.
We'll acknowledge them in a moment, but first let me introduce Tom Gilder, who's the president of the Veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. Tom, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service, first of all. But explain what it is that your organization is and what you do.
We're a chartered club at Lake Barrington Shores, and we participate in patriotic events during the year. We're an all-volunteer organization, 150 members who have served honorably for their country. And we put on things like Memorial Day, and tomorrow we do a Veterans Day, which is open to the public at Lake Barrington Shores, and other events during the year, like we march with the VFW post on July 4th.
Let me ask you, is your organization, certain branches, certain, conflicts in which veterans have appeared, or is it widespread?
No, it's everybody. It's all military. We have all the services except Coast Guard. We have yet to find a Coast Guard veteran.
Listening out there.
Yeah, come in. We need to complete it. But we have Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force.
Great. And you served in the Army, I see, on your the badge that you're wearing. In what years?
I served 1967 to 1969. I was in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive and came home.
Great. And we're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
I'm just going to run down the group here so we can meet everybody. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
You are Bill?
Bill Heinrich.
Tell me a little about yourself, Bill, and you also served in the Army, too,
I
think.
Yes, I was in the Army in 1955 and 56, but I never got out overseas. I was in Texas the whole time.
Yeah, but what were you doing?
What did you do in Texas?
I was an atomic weapons mechanic.
Wow, that's impressive.
Explosive stuff.
Well, you came to the right show for that. I'll tell you that much. Bill, tell me about yourself.
Yes, Bill Lambertson. I was in the U.S. Air Force from 58 to 67. Fighter pilot most of the time, a forward air controller in Vietnam my last year.
All right. And Bob, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Bob Gorman. I served with the 101st Airborne in Vietnam. I was a public information officer and proud to be part of this group.
And Daphne, it's wonderful to have somebody representing women, because women are so much a part of the armed services as well. You served in the Navy, is that right?
Yes, I served in the Navy for 27 years. I was in Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. And I'm proud to be a veteran, and I love this group. They're wonderful.
Great. Well, we're glad that you're here. And this is Jim Thompson, not the former governor, by the way. Those listening at home, tell us about yourself, Jim.
Thank you, Dean. Yes, Jim Thompson. I was in the United States Army. I served in the military police, where our motto was bang, bang, halt, halt. And I defended Georgia during 64, 65, and 66.
Very good. Okay.
And
so
also trustee in the village.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Very nice. So I thought to lead us off here, if we could ask everybody to stand, and maybe the veterans can lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then the Canterbury Carolers who are here are going to sing the national anthem for us. So, Bill, I'm going to hand this off to you.
Detail and salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
Fantastic. Canterbury Carolers. Thank you to the veterans of Lake Barrington Shores. How many other veterans here today? Let's hear it for all the veterans that are here today. We salute you all. We thank you all for your service. We love you. Now then, Schwani, are you ready? We've got something special.
I am ready.
For our weekly far-flung forecast, the Canterbury Carolers.
Oh, nice.
Far-flung forecast.
Just like a jingle in the old days.
Right.
Thank you. Sounding great.
That's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
And now, when he's finished, when he's done with the far-flung forecast, same thing to tag it out.
Excellent. Okay. Our far-flung forecast takes us down south to Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Natchitoches?
Natchitoches, Louisiana.
I guarantee.
You make up most of these names.
I am not. How long have you all heard that, right, that I
we've
make
done,
this up?
We've got the
not making this up.
The CNN fact-checkers that have checked. You have not mentioned one real city in the far flung forecast in the last 10 years.
Natchitoches, Louisiana is not only a real city.
Leave my tush alone.
It is the oldest permanent settlement in Louisiana, established in 1714, mm-hmm. 4 years before New Orleans, actually. It is spelled very different from the way you pronounce it. Natchitoches. But pronounced Natchitoches. It's named for a Native American group of people that lived there when the French first came in. But we mentioned Natchitoches, Louisiana, because they are into the Christmas spirit already. They're going to set up, between now and Christmas, 300,000 lights around town. Their first event for Christmas will start on Friday, November 22nd, and they roll right on through into January, celebrating the Christmas season in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
I don't want to say anything, but here at Tree Time, we've got way more Christmas lights.
Right.
We may have 300,000 lights.
We've got Natchitoches beat by a mile.
You have 300,000 just in the right wing over there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Natchitoches, Louisiana is known for their Christmas celebrations. They've been doing this for over 90 years, decorating the town. People come from all over. They have a nice day today there, mostly sunny, 57.
Wow.
Let's go to Natchitoches and beat the snow, huh?
Yeah. Wow, you know what was so great? That was our
far-flung forecast.
Nice.
Now, we need to use that every
week. Yeah, you got
to
record
that. We must record that. That was beautiful.
We don't have any budget for that, unfortunately. It's 9:43. We'll be back with more WGN.
Dean Dean Richards is in Lake Barrington at Tree Time Christmas Creations. It's Dean Richards Sunday Morning Live on 720 WGN.
To be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Hello, hello, hello. The Canterbury Carolers performing for us this morning. I want to just say hi to the Canterbury Carolers.
They're all in their finery, too.
You guys look fantastic. You make the show.
They're in their gay apparel.
You make all... well, who would have thought it could have been more gay than what you're wearing?
Oh! Wow! Oh! It only took 45 minutes.
I'm not the one wearing my grandmother's jewelry.
In public.
So, you are...
Lisa Wukich.
And Lisa, tell us about Canterbury Carolers and what you do. And yeah,
I'll let the other Lisa do it. I'm Lisa Miller. The Canterbury Carolers have been singing Christmas carols since 1987. Not everybody in the group here is original to the group, as you could probably tell. But I am one of the original members. And we've been singing in and around Chicago. And we sang at the White House 5 times. Wow.
What's that like to perform at the White House?
Oh, it's so thrilling. We're performing for people who are coming to visit the White House and look at the decorations. So we've never met any of the families or any presidents or anything.
There are 5 candlesticks missing, by the way.
Oh, I would. If I was at the White House, I would totally steal some.
You got to take something, right?
I would be walking. My pockets would be full.
A paperweight, anything.
Anything. I'm taking coasters.
Oh, there's White House coasters?
I'm sure there must be. I'm sure there must be with insignia.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. There's too many Secret Service people around.
Yeah. Well, how can people contact Canterbury Carolers if they would like you to perform at something that they're doing this year?
We are at canterburycarolers.net, and carolers is spelled with 2 L's. And we also have an email, canterburycarolers@gmail.com.
We met the 2 Lisas. You are?
I am Susan.
Nice to meet you, Susan. And you are?
Debbie.
Andrew.
Dan.
And Alan.
Very, very nice. Let's hear it again for the Canterbury Carolers.
Fa la 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 la.
Now, were we supposed to have Laurie and Jim Kane? Are they they're coming?
They're in the forest.
Do they know that we're doing a live show?
At their business?
Yeah.
There they are.
Come on up here.
They're emerging from the forest.
Imagine them trying to conduct their business while we're trying to do a radio show.
If you build it, they will come.
This is Jim, Joe. Sorry, one of the owners.
Every year.
Do I do that every year?
Every year.
You know why? Because I know a guy named Jim Keene. That's why.
Yeah, right. Nice.
But it's nice to have you with us. And here comes Lori,
my bride,
your bride from Tree Time, our hosts here today. Nice to have you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
so tell us what's new at Tree Time this year.
Well, as you can see, as every year, we relay out the place, so it's a new experience every year. And this year, we've kind of integrated the forest into all the vignettes as well, so it's a very different feel. So everybody who hasn't been here to see that would really enjoy the differences and the changes. But we've also got some really new technologies. So I've been working with one of our lighting factories in designing a special light set. So if you look at some of these trees out here, a lot of them have the ability to get rid of the fighting in the family. No more fighting over clear tree versus multi-tree. And better yet, you've been able to do that for several years in the marketplace, but now we actually have the ability to go from clear to multi to a pastel multi. And with our trees, and I'm the only ones I know that we can do this because I think we created this, you can twinkle 20% of your bulbs in the tree as well. So that makes you feel like you're outside. Because if you think about it, if you light a tree outside and you just look at it as the breeze blows through it, you kind of see twinkling lights in it. You turn off the lights in your living room and put these things in twinkle mode, and it's just like sitting outside and watching the breeze in the tree. It's really neat.
That's cool. And is that like controlled by your phone? I would imagine that a lot of the technology now is very high-tech like that, that it's very easy to control.
It is. It's really easy to control. We have a very simple remote that comes with it. and you just press the buttons to go from mode to mode. And we actually have a video that we talk about this, and we've had people lose their remotes to their pets. So even if you do lose your remote to your pet, you could obviously get another one from us, but you can actually just touch a foot switch on the tree as well.
You mean the pet eats it, you mean?
The pet eats it, yeah. yeah, not this pet.
Wow, okay. So Lori, tell us what are some of the themes that you've got out here this year?
So this year, we're still seeing a big trend towards Christmas matching your home. So we have, the whimsical great snowman and Santas and stuff, but we also have a botanical theme that's kind of a really pretty red and white, and it's got a lot of floral in it. We have the modern farmhouse look that's kind of inspired by a lot of the decorating trends with the grays and the neutrals and the whites, a little bit of beige mixed in there. And one of our trees people have really liked is called O Tannenbaum. It's kind of a rustic tree with browns and coppers and golds, and it's just a cool look that people have really been responding to.
How many different types of trees do you sell here?
Well, we have over 200 set up on the floor in some form, and I think there are actually about 60 different models, and many of those models are available in up to 20 different sizes and lighting styles.
Wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, people maybe want something extra tall, extra wide, extra small, extra narrow. What are the ranges of things that people look for when they come here?
Well, a lot of people, if you're looking, one of the first things we tell people when you're looking for a tree, it's most important you understand what space you want. So measure your space, because that's really actually the biggest mistake we see people make is they get here and they're not sure how big they want. So once you understand your space and what you're looking for, then we have those trees to fit your space. Some people want, they don't want to move all their furniture, so they're looking for a narrower tree. Or some people just the fuller the better, but you just got to make sure you got room. So.
Great. People want to come on out here, check things out on the web. What's the best way to do all that?
Treetime.com. Treetime.com is obviously the website, www.treetime.com. You hear it in our jingle all the time.
Do you guys have a jingle? Because I've never heard it.
Hang on. What, ready? One, two, three, four.
They have to get their pages ready.
We surprise them.
Bride, where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer to friends and family. Treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Yeah!
All right. Live.
You think you've ingrained that into people's heads pretty well?
Yeah. We've heard of children swinging between their parents' arms walking into Walmart, singing the jingle as they go.
Yes, so. It should be. What's the address and phone number, Lori?
It is 22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, and our phone number is 847-527-8880.
So here's the thing that I've wondered. I've known you guys for years. You've been nice enough to host us to do the show out here for 5 years now. This is what I've always wondered. At your home, do you put up decorations and trees at your home, or do you have nothing at home? Because you live the Christmas dream here every day.
We only decorate at home if my mom or our kids insist and do it themselves, because
wow. We just need help. But I'm voting to reform, because I've learned it makes me so happy to be here. I want to bring it to my house, so I'm going to reform.
There you go. It's like, and you've got some work ahead of you, Jeff.
Yes, indeed.
Where's the car from the outside? You usually have that car, that cool convertible.
That's how you know how to turn.
Yeah,
I almost missed the turn. What kind of car was that?
It was an old Dodge. I don't know what year it was, but it was old enough that it had begun to break into pieces in the front. So,
wow.
It was time for it to go, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So now there's a big Santa out
there. Yeah, it looks cool.
And plenty of signs.
And there's one of our big tower trees. We actually do trees, you asked about size, from 18 inches on up to about 40 feet. Now, if you want a 40-footer, it's best to plan a year ahead for us.
Needs to grow, or what?
Yeah, we have to grow that tree.
Needs a lot of water.
But yeah, I think there's a 20-footer out front with Santa standing out in front of it. So
can't miss it. Come on out today. Oh, also, you've got like a special Dean Sunday Show discount going on today, right?
We have the 15% off everything in the store for people who come to Dean's show. And I just want to thank you, Dean, for how much we appreciate you coming every year. And I want you to know, when we lay out our showroom, we consider your show. So you're special to us.
We get a lot of room for us because we get a huge crowd out here. Already.
Normally there's a whole bunch of pick buckets and stuff that are on actually rolling carts specifically so we can move them for your show.
Out of the way for our listeners.
Right.
We love being inconvenient to people. Yay.
Disruption, mister.
All right. So are these coupons that people need, Lori? Okay. So if you want the 15% discount, we'll pass these out so everybody can get some. Joe and Lori Kane from Tree Time, thank you for hosting us again.
Yeah.
It's always good to see you.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you very much. A quick break, and we'll be right back in Update News next WGN.
It's Dean Time at Tree Time.
Whoa.
Tree Time, Tree Time, TreeTime.com.
It's Dean Richards, broadcasting live from Tree Time on North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Right now on 720 WGN.
Hey!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right.
Oh, man, how great is that?
They're the best.
Oh, right here.
Although it does seem funny to hear the actual lyrics of Deck the Halls instead of Tree Time.
Right. I almost missed them.
And that's
it's Jingle Bells, not Deck the Halls.
We have... ooh, wow.
Ooh, wow. Okay. This is funny. Getting some...
Our standing room only crowd.
Yeah, SRO
out here.
They're in the forest over there.
Thank you all for being here. There are a couple of seats over here if some of you want to sit down. If you want to stand up, I understand why you would want a quick exit. You want to be able to sneak out of here.
There is a mosh pit in the front, though.
That's right. Please feel free. Among our most honored guests here, what is your name?
It's Elizabeth.
And you are?
Roger Turner.
But you know who I'm talking about here, my most honored guest of the day. Who is this?
Bailey Sebastian.
This is Bailey. Who? What kind of dog is Bailey, your service dog?
Labrador.
Beautiful, beautiful, friendly, wonderful dog.
Yes, she is.
She's asleep on your show.
Yeah. Let's get in line. Who doesn't? Wonderful, wonderful dog. Wonderful dog. And sheds more than Jim Toronto. More slobbery and sheds.
Is there hair on her back, too?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And all over my coat. Also. And our old pal Graham is here. Kid Critic is here, everybody.
Oh, Kid Critic.
Stand up. Stand up. How are you, my friend?
I'm glad. I'm tired because yesterday I got home from a debate tournament in Minneapolis, but it's worth it. I'm glad to be
here. I thought you were going to say that you're exhausted because you saw The Irishman.
About that.
Uh-oh. Did you see it?
No.
Did you see it?
No.
Wow. So, Martin Scorsese's in trouble.
Is that, he's mad about the Marvel Comics comments.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Why, have you made a decision not to see it?
I'm not boycotting his movies by any stretch of the word. No, I might actually go see it later today. Actually, I might make the choice to either see that or Doctor Sleep.
Okay. One is 3.5 hours. The Martin Scorsese movie Irishman is 3.5 hours. It's long. Really good, but long, in my opinion. And the Dr. Sleep movie is, I think, okay, just okay. I don't think it's like super fantastic. But, you know, everybody should go see it and make up their own mind.
Yeah.
What have you seen lately that you've loved?
I think I haven't really seen anything lately that won me over to an extent. The last thing I saw was that Playing with Fire movie.
Oh gosh, oof!
Like I didn't. I would have given it something like a C minus or a C, something like that.
I'd give it a D.
Yeah, well,
Dean's list D.
Some movies are clearly for families. That one is just for little kids. Like some movies have like rewatchability factors and stuff that like draws adults in.
This is the movie with John Cena and
that looks scary.
Keegan-Michael Key and John Leguizamo,
yeah,
where they play firefighters who rescue three little kids. But they have to babysit the kids.
A lot of slapstick.
Until they can get them to. During the whole movie, I was praying some firefighters would burst into the theater and carry me out on a stretcher.
Wow.
Is it like a gentleman and an officer where they would just like carry?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I just wanted to leave. This is what it was. But for you're right. For little kids, that's true. How old a man would you be now, Graham?
16.
And when did I first meet you? How old were you when I first met you?
I want to say 14.
Wow, it's been a long 2 years, Dean. Boy, no payoff in that question, Dean. Wow, has it been that long? A year and a half?
I'm sure it's been longer than that. Hasn't it, Dad? Brian, hasn't it been longer? 2.5 years?
Wow.
Wow.
I think Trump was president back then.
It was. It seems much longer to me.
That but, says something about your friendship, doesn't it?
Like with most people who know me, they try to deny the longevity of it all. But for those that don't know, Graham started off just emailing me reviews and things.
Actually, you and I met, the emailing came after we first talked about, what was it, the big blockbuster at the time, Homecoming.
Okay. You remember much about your friendship, do you, Dean?
I'm trying to forget you right now.
Oh!
Wow. So then meanest it just took off from there. I sent him review after review after review, and he gave me so much helpful feedback. This might be a little bit too much about this movie, and it took on it was not only a friendship, but Dean is kind of a mentor figure to me. So, yeah.
He's a good kid. Young man. Young adult. I can't call you a kid anymore. It's nice that you came out here with your dad, Brian, here. It's always nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dean. And by the way, young adult critic doesn't really roll off the tongue
right.
That much.
Kid so critic is
kid
better.
Is fine. Yeah. Kid is fine. So
okay, the kid critic. Hey. Everyone,
they go way back to 2017.
I could have sworn it's been 10 years or something. How do I know? Okay, we're going to take a break.
Look, there's more people. They're bringing in chairs, Dean.
Well, you know, we're...
this is awesome.
This is a very popular show.
Everybody give yourselves a hand for getting up at 8 in the morning and driving out here and spending so much time.
In about a half an hour, most of these people will say, this was so not worth coming out here.
No, because they're waiting for the pizza.
That's all. That's different. That I understand. All right, a quick break, and then Mike Hamernick will join us. We'll get the full forecast from the band coming up next. WGN! Jar back out there in a little while so you can get your name in here. But throughout the show, during the commercials, we're going to be giving away some stuff. And where'd Marlene go?
Right here.
Is Marlene here? Oh, what am I giving away? What I don't know what I'm giving away. How long have I known you, Marlene?
Since 2016.
I've known Marlene since I've been at WGN, which was 1991. Marlene has been at WGN 52 years. 52 years. And is one of the most recent inductees into our WGN Walk of Fame, deservedly so. So these are four tickets for Classic Cinemas, so you can go see some movies. And that is going to go... Is Paul Lockwood here? Paul Lockwood, all right. Congratulations, my friend. How long have I known you? 30 seconds, at least 30 seconds. Feels like it's been 40 seconds, but it's 30. There you go. All right, thank you. We'll have some more drawings coming up in a little while. Let's hear it for Marlene. Are we still on the air?
Oh, are we on the air?
Are we on
the air? I didn't even know we were on.
I think we're in a commercial. Are we back? We're back on the air?
Oh. Was that all? We didn't swear, did
so
we?
So we are on the air right now? This is professional.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, for our listeners at home.
A little inside, but you know, behind the scenes.
It's just like behind the Sunday morning show. Thank
backstage pass.
Goodness, I didn't swear during that break.
Yeah. VIP section.
Schwani is known to have the worst potty mouth on the show.
Terrible.
Andy can back me up on this.
I do back you up on that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I thought you were my friend.
Schwani.
I'll back you up on something else later.
Wow.
Dave Dump Button Schwan, we call him.
During the commercial breaks, here's another reason to come out here. During the commercial breaks, we give out free stuff.
That free stuff is always good for an audience.
Yeah. So
they love free stuff.
In addition to the quality entertainment that you're watching here today,
where's that at?
What about our singers?
They sound
great.
When that happens, we'll let you know. But we're also giving away free stuff during the break, and that's what we were doing. They were supposed to tell me when we went back on the air. But apparently I have no idea when we went back on the air, but apparently we
did. So when did you start in radio, Dean?
Apparently about half an hour.
2015.
Be their guest this holiday season and treat your family to Disney's Beauty and the Beast at Aurora's Paramount Theater. The classic story, Girl Meets Beast, Beats Locks Girl in Castle.
Beats.
Beast.
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 Beats, you said.
Why would Beats...
I don't know. You said it.
Everyday household items come to life. They break out in song and dance. Girl and Beats fall in love. They live happily ever after. All done on a grand stage at the historic Paramount Theater.
Who wrote the copy?
In Aurora, decked out for the holidays. It's a tale as old as time that starts November the 13th. And you can get your tickets at ParamountAurora.com. ParamountAurora.com. Actually, we've got one of our Dean's Night Out coming up at the Paramount, where you can win a pair of tickets to come to see the show with me. And we have a little pre-show reception. And then we all enjoy the show together.
Are you playing the Beats this year? No?
You can go to WGNRadio.com/contest to enter the contest for that. All right. Oh, and coming up in a couple of minutes, I just met some of the young actors from the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire's production of Oliver. They're going to perform for us live here in about 20 minutes.
So. Are they in costume? Are they in rags like they should be?
I don't know. They weren't when I met them.
The little urchins?
No. So that's going to be coming up in about 20 minutes. Let's go to meteorologist Mike Hamernick, who is on the line with us right now from WGN-TV. We've got a whole Christmas time, tree time store full of people who want to know the latest weather. Mike, for this coming week, Schwani has been teasing us with a four-letter word all morning.
Yeah.
Snow. What's the latest?
It's not going to be pretty. In fact, very appropriate, I guess, for a Christmas time event. We've got... 1-2-3 punch of winter coming up over the next 5 days or so. First, the snow tonight, which could add up to 3, 4, 5 inches of snow in some spots by tomorrow morning. It's going to coincide, too. The snow's going to max out during the Monday morning commute. So this could end up being a moderate to high impact commute for those who have to go to work tomorrow. And what for some of us, I guess, is a holiday. But it looks really messy tomorrow morning because temperatures will be well below freezing. Road crews are going to have a tough time keeping the roads clear with the snow. It'll wind down tomorrow afternoon, so most of the snow overnight and tomorrow morning. Again, the damage is about 3, 4, 5 inches for most of us. That will be followed by the cold. And this is really an unusually early air mass for this for us here in Chicago. In fact, as it stands right now, and I'm going for a high of 19 on Tuesday. Ooh. With a low of 8, wind chills in the morning around minus 5 to 0. And if this holds, it would be Chicago's coldest day ever recorded this early in the season. So that's quite a mark. We'd set records for the coldest low and also high on that date. So it's not going to last, though. It looks like we will eventually break out of this cold, nasty weather pattern as we head toward next weekend and beyond. So this 5 to 7 day stretch of very winter-like weather looks like it's going to be kind of a temporary phase as our longer-range computer models and climate models are indicating that we get back more to a normal type pattern, if not above normal pattern for stretches as we head into late November as well as through mid-December. So this is really going to hit us hard this week, but it does not look like it's going to be a long-term trend or portend that this is going to last through the rest of November or December.
You know, Jim and I have said that we refuse to shovel snow this early in the year. So
But 4 inches, you have to, right? I mean, you can't just let that melt. He said it's not going to melt.
And it's not going to melt. No, we're not going to get above freezing until maybe Friday, and that would only be a couple
That's
of
fine.
Degrees below above freezing.
I'm not walking on the sidewalk anyway.
Just everybody stay away from my house.
No one needs to come knock at my door.
Yeah.
I'll pretend it's Halloween. I won't answer it anyway.
The folks on the other side of the lake are going to have it worse than us. In southwest Michigan, a winter storm watch is up for Berrien County, also Cass County in Michigan. Lake effect's going to get involved there. Some serious lake effect. They could end up with a foot of snow over there. And no advisory for us here in Chicago, but because this has a potential to be a high-impact storm for the morning rush, I would expect an advisory would be coming out shortly from the National Weather Service for late tonight and tomorrow.
Wow. So it's actually Chicago, or is it like the northern suburbs, or where are we talking?
We're talking, for most of the metro area, we're talking 3-4 inches of snow. The range is about 2 to 5 inches of snow right now. Thinking about 2 far south, 5 far north, and then 3 to 4 for 70-80% of the metro area. Based on some of the latest raw computer model guidance we're getting in, it seems fairly consistent. So averaging out, I'd say most of us are going to get 4, and everybody's going to get something. It isn't going to be one of those storms where I think somebody misses out on the snow altogether, but it may not reach the far south suburbs until maybe 6, 7, 8 in the morning, which, you know, again would even impact those folks down in that direction.
All right, so we'll keep everybody posted on what's going on here on the radio, on the WGN weather site, where this has live radar on it, so you can watch it on TV. WGN TV will have all the latest information on all of that. You know, this is a rare opportunity. We have Mike Hamernick, one of our best meteorologists, and a whole store full of listeners. Does anybody have questions about the weather? For Mike Hamernick, anything at all that you can think of that you might want to ask? Yes, sir.
Do you know what the coldest wind chill we've ever had in Chicago is?
I don't know off the top of my head, but, they changed the wind chill chart about 15, 20 years ago, so the numbers don't reflect what some of the numbers we had when the wind chill chart would actually was colder than it appears now. But I believe it was somewhere in the minus 70 to minus 75 degree range on the old wind chill chart, which on the new one would be about minus 55 to 60. So, and nothing like that coming up on this week, fortunately. But we save those for those polar vortex type outbreaks in January.
What is your question, sir?
So, with all the models that you guys have, the European model, all the different models, which one do you guys tend to lean toward believing?
Well, in the shorter term models, we've got one we call the NAM Nest, or the short term. We get one of those every 6 hours, and we like that for the short term. In the long term, the European seems to shine above some of the American guidance we get. What's called the GFS model. But yeah, the European model nailed this snow days ahead of the American models that's coming up on Sunday night. So we kind of lean toward that. It's got a different set of math equations into it that at times makes it a more reliable model than some of the other European models or the American models.
What's your question for Mike Hamernick?
Hey, Mike. Bailey here, my Labrador, my service dog.
Hi, Bailey.
To know when the most measurable snow will be this year, so she could go out and play.
I'd
like to actually know that myself, going outside and playing.
Make your snow angels.
Yeah.
I love it that he loves the snow and loves to play in it. Usually our snowiest month comes in January for the most part here in Chicago. Sometimes it occurs in March and sometimes December, but January is usually our best bet for a lot of snow. But,
are there any long-range forecasts for, is this going to be a more severe winter than usual, or is it just too early to tell?
It looks like it's going to be up and down. It won't be a consistent or persistent cold, but a lot of fluctuations, rather volatile. It could be 1 week we could be up around 50 in January, and the next week we could be 20 below. So it's setting up to be kind of a volatile winter with a lot of ups and downs, which would give us a bit of a break from the cold at times, but the cold could be extreme, for 4 or 5 days in a row at times.
What's it like just before? I mean, we're going to have some significant weather tonight. Is it crazy in the weather office?
It's their Super Bowl.
No, it's pretty quiet now. It's pretty quiet right now. It'll get busy later on. And tomorrow morning, it's going to be really hectic, I'm sure, because I think with a morning commute, and fortunately, I guess it's a holiday. A lot of kids won't be in school. A lot of parents may be home. But, the morning commute is not looking pretty. It's, one of the first bigger snows that we're going to have that's going to coincide with the morning commute. So it's going to be messy. But right now, it's fairly quiet back here right now.
All right. There's meteorologist Mike Hamernick. Let's hear it for him. Quick break. We'll update news, and then the cast from Oliver at the Marriott Lincolnshire joins us on WGN.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, gets you into the spirit of the season early. Live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, right now on 720 WGN.
Listen to this crowd out here.
Yeah.
With
wow. And a cast of thousands.
Right. As Mr. Ned would say. We're here at Tree Time Christmas Creations at 22102.
Pepper Road
in Lake Barrington. Thank you. And our broadcast
is how many years you've been coming here,
sponsored by Pepper Park Coffee, your local cozy coffee shop on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. They've been providing some goodies for our listeners. Lou Malnati's coming up later on. And if you're not...
That's why they're still here.
If you're not excited by all that, we're going to be eating bugs and disgusting stuff.
Did you see the bug?
The show.
You know, earlier you said
we?
That you said,
yeah.
You
yeah,
said we.
You got a mouse in
yeah.
your pocket.
Did you see that the bee that you said that was on my hat?
Yeah, there was a hornet.
A nice listener here, she killed it.
Wow.
Look how big this thing was.
Is it on display? It sure is.
Yeah, so we can maybe that could be an appetizer before the...
possibly. Shwani's been complaining for the last 2 weeks about that he's not going to eat the bugs. But you're actually super excited about it. What's your name?
My name is Brett Klavitz. I love to eat different foods. I have 100 different types of fish, and I'm personally really interested in any type of bug.
That's my designated eater right there, by the way.
We've got worms, we've got grubs, we've got... Yeah, excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I had scorpion before.
Oh.
Scorpion's good.
Yeah, I think that we might have a scorpion.
With what? Like maybe just a little like Marcella sauce on it? How did you have it?
I like mine Greek style.
A little feta cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Uh-oh.
Our weekend theater segment. Are you all excited about that?
Yeah. The theater.
I've told this story many, many times that when I was just a boy, my parents took me to downtown. I think it was the Schubert Theater downtown on Monroe Street. And it was a big deal because, you know, back then when you go to the theater or the movies, back then you get all dressed up and, you know, to go downtown was a big deal. And we got to go to the theater to see this musical that everybody was talking about called Oliver. And Oliver is playing at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater right now. It's there until December the 29th, so you got plenty of time to go and see it. And we have some of the cast of Oliver from the first play that I ever saw, the first musical that I ever saw. And this young man, I might have been about this young man's age when I saw Oliver. What is your name?
My name is Kai Edgar.
And you play Oliver, right?
Yes.
Are you having fun? Is it exciting?
Yes.
What's the most exciting part about playing Oliver? Probably all the singing and dancing,
yes,
right?
That's really fun, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. I know it is. How old are you?
I'm 8.
8 years old. And this young man here is one of the actors that play the Artful Dodger. And what's your name?
My name is Nolan Maddox.
Are you having fun with this, Nolan?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yeah? He looks a little like the Artful Dodger, doesn't he? From the movie and other productions that you've seen. Do you know who Davy Jones is? Have you ever heard of Davy Jones?
I think so.
Yeah? That means no. That means he's a polite young man and didn't want to insult the old man that he was talking to.
Yeah, from the Monkees.
Yeah, Davy Jones from the Monkees. When he was a young man, maybe a little older than you, but not by much, he played the Artful Dodger. And then he became a big rock and roll singer. So maybe you'll become a big rock and roll singer like him.
Awesome.
Yeah, I bet that's awesome.
See if he knows Daydream Believer.
That's And also joining us is Lucy Godinez, who plays Nancy in the show. It's nice to have you here with us this morning.
Great to be here. Thank you for having us. This is so great.
Tell us about this production of Oliver that you're doing. I love... seeing shows at the Marriott Lincolnshire because it's in the round and you feel so much a part of every show that you see there.
Oh yeah, I always say that if you're sitting in the first about two or three rows, you're in full light, so you're basically in the show with us. But it's awesome, and this is the biggest cast that has ever been on the Marriott stage. It's 41 people, and including 18 young performers who are all working their butts off and have been the entire rehearsal process, and it's really, really fun to get to play with them on stage 8 times a week. I really, really am having a great time.
And no, really, like if you're anywhere near the aisles, because you guys are probably running up and down the aisles.
Oh, yeah.
I always, you know, feel like I want to talk to the actors when I'm seeing shows there, but I know you're busy. You're working. You can't be bothered with people like me.
Yeah, we're hauling up and down the aisles. Yesterday, I was like, I almost thought I was going to fall on my way up. I was like, man, I'm really, really sprinting to get up and down these aisles. But yeah, I mean, it's really, it's a great space to get to like really feel you're a part of the show and a part of the story, which is really fun.
So Kai, what's your favorite, do you have a favorite song in the show or favorite part of the show?
Yes, I do. Who Will Buy? Because it's a very, very joyful song and a nice time of Oliver's life.
Wow. Aww.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying already.
Aww.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Aww. He's really 40 years old and just very short. What's your favorite part, Nolan?
Probably Consider Yourself,
because yeah,
the entire company is in it, and I feel like everyone gets to be a part of it.
Right. Consider Yourself.
That might be one of my favorites. Can we hear that? Can we hear that first, Consider Yourself? Maybe Nolan can do that for us now. Maybe just do a little bit, because, as you say, it's a full ensemble piece with the whole cast, and we couldn't get the whole cast here with us this morning, but maybe you can do just a little bit of Consider Yourself for us now, just to give people a taste, and then Kai's going to sing a song as well, and also Lucy's going to sing a song as well. But are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is Nolan Maddox, who plays the artful Dodger in Oliver.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we are going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share? A chance to be, we should see some other days. Empty larder days, why grouse? Always a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can state. Consider yourself one of us.
Fantastic!
Oh, wow! Woohoo!
Nolan Maddox, the Artful Dodger.
Thank you, sir.
You did a good job, buddy.
Wow.
Are you still nervous when you were doing that?
Yeah.
You told me backstage, I'm really nervous. You sounded fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
You are a pro. Thank you for singing that. Let's hear it for Nolan. And in just a minute, young Kai is going to sing for us. And young Lucy is going to sing for us also.
And old Uncle Dean will say.
Hey, after a quick break, WGN.
Dino's in Lake Barrington. It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from True Time Christmas Creations, right now on 720 WGN.
And we are here till 1 o'clock today at True Time. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you all for listening to our special show here this morning. We're with some of the cast members of Oliver, the musical, that's at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through December the 29th. And we have Mr. Kai Edgar. Kai, did you say you were 8 years old? Is that right? Yeah. What other shows have you been in?
I've been in A Christmas Carol as Tiny Tim, and I've been in Seussical as General Genghis Khan Schmitz.
Wow. I think I remember, didn't we meet when you were Tiny Tim? Didn't you come to WGN TV? Now that you're saying that, I remember you. You don't remember me?
I don't really.
It's okay. Just another old guy to you. I can't wait to hear you sing this song. I love the song in Oliver, Where is Love? It's a beautiful, beautiful song that you're going to sing for us right now, right?
Yes.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
Okay, step up to the microphone. Here is Kai Edgar, everybody. Take it away. Holy smokes.
And he's like only 2 feet tall.
That was beautiful, Kai.
Where did that voice come from?
Wow. I'm sitting here enjoying Kai. Kai, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Jeez.
That was beautiful. And as I'm looking out on the crowd, watching everybody crying.
I know.
Wow. That was great.
My plastic bottle shattered after that last note.
I can see why. So, Lucy.
I don't want to follow.
Yeah, nice try. Holy smokes.
That was amazing. That was amazing. But, I mean, you must experience this every day. With all the kids, I mean, it's a kid-heavy show.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I'm so astounded by how just the raw talent and all of the kids, Kai and Nolan included, obviously, but all of the young performers are just so naturally gifted.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to get to watch them, you know, at such a young age, just soar and sing like
right.
that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But I know that you also have a considerable amount of talent as well. And you sing, if I remember correctly, the song As Long As He Needs Me won the Academy Award that year for Best Original Song.
I'll take your word for it.
In a motion picture. I'm pretty sure that's right. And if not, just go with it.
Great. Yeah.
Just don't anyone tell me I'm wrong. But it's also one of the most beautiful songs in the show. This is Lucy Goodenez.
Miss him so much when he's gone, but when he's near me, I don't let on the way I feel inside, the love I have to hide, the L I've got, my pride, as long he should. He acts the way he thinks he should. But all the same, I'll play this game his way. As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly. As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me, when you are lonely, then you will know when someone needs you, you love them so. I won't betray his trust, though people say I must. I've got to stay true.
Where are these voices coming from?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Lucy Goodenez. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Three in a row. Hat trick.
So beautiful.
Wow. Where's that voice coming from?
Wow. I was just thinking, you know, young Kai here, Oliver, 8 years old, right? What were you doing when you were 8 years old?
Not singing in front of people like that.
I was doing armpit farts for my friends.
I was in my bathroom pretending to be on the radio.
Yeah. Wow. Three amazing performances.
Wow.
That was so beautiful, all of you.
Great.
Thank you so much. Oliver at the Marriott is playing through December the 29th. You can get tickets through their box office, online, and we can't thank you enough for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was so great.
All right.
Can we go to a break on a rousing note? I noticed a lot of you were singing Consider Yourself. Let's do it again. Can you do it again, Nolan? Give us a little. Go ahead.
Consider yourself,
everybody,
one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we are going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture.
Be back with there more and update the news next. WGN.
Dino's in Lake Barrington. It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from True Time Christmas Creations, right now on 720 WGN.
Rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
All right, for the Canterbury Carolers.
Man.
Singing live for us here this morning.
C-squared.
Fantastic. Can I just say one more time, the kids from the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire.
Wow. Man. Those aren't kids.
Mind-blowing.
And you had never heard them before?
I had heard that they were good.
But you, wow.
Nobody told me how great, amazing.
And just think if they have those cool little outfits on, too, when they're singing.
Right.
And they look like the Artful
Dodger.
Exactly,
exactly right. Wow. You can see them. They're going to be at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire until the end of the year. So I love Oliver, so I can't wait to go see the full show. And I hope a lot of you will. We've got a lot of big shows that are coming up. The Paramount's got Beauty and the Beast that's coming up. We'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. Drury Lane out in Oak Brook, they have a big holiday show coming up. So a lot of big holiday shows. We'll be covering it all on our Week in Theater segment through the program. Shawnee, I don't want to say I wasn't hanging on your every word during that last newscast.
No. You never do.
But I was just getting ready for our Food Time segment. Where we're going to be eating disgusting things on the show today.
Who says we?
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going, Andy.
Yeah, who says we?
Andy, I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, you think wrong.
You won't even try it?
I'm looking at it. I don't want to touch it.
Well, you won't smell it? Anything?
Maybe.
You don't want curry crickets?
I've got the designated eater over there somewhere. Where is he? There he is. I already worked out a deal.
We've got...
There's honey mustard crickets, too.
Cool. Well, first of all, you know, in Huntley, Illinois, coming up in, I think it's like a week or so, they have what they call the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Ew. Oh, yeah, go every year.
Have you been?
It's the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's the night before Thanksgiving. That's right.
And all through the house.
Right, right. Everyone enjoys it but the turkeys.
They talk like this.
For a variety. Please.
Gobble, gobble!
Before they go in the oven for dinner, they're sopranos for a while. So we're going to have somebody from the Turkey Testicle Festival come so we can try
those. As part of this?
Well, it's eating disgusting things.
Oh,
we're going to try those.
Knives and forks, at least, I hope.
I don't know.
I don't want to hold one.
But you don't mind eating it?
Well, I don't know. Tastes like chicken, right?
That's what they say. So we're going to have that. We've got somebody. There's a haggis society, the famous Scottish. And really, it's like the national dish of Scotland. I was there. We were doing some interviews in Edinburgh last year, and I tried my first haggis. It's actually very delicious.
Well,
okay.
You lost the crowd, Dean. Give them a Lou Malnati's pizza quick.
I know that there are some adventurous eaters here, so you know.
So now, you know, I was thinking of mutton. So is haggis and mutton the same, or are they different?
I think mutton is like
Oh dear,
mutton's like a goat, right?
It's so like, it's mutton is lamb?
Yeah. Haggis is the intestine
okay.
of the sheep that's filled with other disgusting meats.
Like turkey
it's
testicles.
It's like sausage. It looks like sausage. Yeah. But it's not sausage.
And we get to have that, too.
And we're going
to
eat that. Mm-hmm. And
are you going to, or are you just going to be commenting?
No, of course
not. Oh, good. All right. So you're in on this.
Absolutely. Oh, that's I wouldn't miss it.
I plan to miss it.
There is. I don't know why. I never knew Andy was so squeamish.
Yeah, this is not not my cup
are you
of tea.
Gluten and testicle free?
Well, mostly yes. Yes. I do subscribe to that menu.
There. There's a company that's called Edible Insects. They sell dried and flavored insects. And, Shawnee, this is what we're going to be sampling here.
I see that.
I had a mealworm earlier.
These are silkworms.
Mealworm, right?
We have
silkworms. What's one of them say? Pizza?
They're pizza flavored.
Nice.
Well, this could be
interesting. Yeah, there's like honey mustard, and there's, so
steak
there's
sauce.
We have barbecued mealworms.
Mm.
We have chocolate crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Sour cream and onion crickets. We have a whole variety.
Sour cream. It's like Pringles.
We have a whole variety of like bugles. It's like bugles.
The bugles of bugs.
Yeah. Honey mustard, curry flavor. So we've got a whole variety.
Where did you find these?
There are companies that sell. People around the world, this is what they're
Well, like diet. Our friend in the audience. Where'd he go?
He's people there. Around the world, this is their regular diet. So that's what we're going to be enjoying on our food show later, coming up in just a little while.
Again, that's we.
That's what he said.
Collective thing, right?
You won't take one little bite.
Maybe.
Just a cricket. Maybe. Come on. Just a cricket.
I'll give you a definite maybe.
Do you like chocolate? You like chocolate.
I love chocolate. Yeah, I like chocolate.
One chocolate cricket.
Would you like a recently killed wasp?
No, thank you. I'm actually looking at a pizza one.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, there you go.
All right, so we're going to have a little adventurous eating coming up a little later on the show. Can't wait for that. And despite public demand, we are going to be doing our 12 Days
All
of Christmas.
All right. It wouldn't be a Dean Richards Christmas show.
It's our holiday tradition now that we've done.
And it sort of started almost by accident. It was at the Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
We were in the lobby.
Right.
And you got a few people to sing it. And the acoustics, if you remember,
were fantastic.
In that lobby were so amazing that it kicked it up a notch.
Right. And so what it is all you. We're going to get half a dozen people from the audience to join us. And we'll each take a day and sing a day, and we'll be joined by the Canterbury Carolers, who will try to legitimize the whole thing.
If you thought those kids were good, wait till you hear this.
Wait till you hear us.
And you'll still think the kids were great.
11:17, we'll be back with that, but listen anyway. WGN.
Richards is in Lake Barrington at Tree Time Christmas Creations. It's Dean Richards Sunday Morning Live on 720 WGN.
Welcome back, Tree Time in Lake Barrington. Our live broadcast this morning. For 5 years that we've been doing the show here at Tree Time, we started this tradition of doing a kind of a do-it-yourself version of the 12 Days of Christmas that, I don't know, to me, just gets worse and worse every year.
And better and better.
And when I say worse and worse, I do mean better and better. It's hopefully going to be extremely entertaining for you. So here are the, we've got all of us. We've got Andy Mazur.
I'll sing, sure.
I'm going to be the second day of Christmas. Shawnee, you're going to be the third day of Christmas. Andy, you're going to be
I'll
the
be
fourth
fourth
day
okay.
of Christmas. Jim Toronto?
I'll do five.
Why don't you do five?
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
I've never done it before, but I'll do five.
You're very soft-spoken. Five should be fine.
I wonder if I can do something with it.
And you're going to be number six. What's your name?
Diane.
Diane, nice to see you. This is our pal,
Graham.
Seventh. Graham, sorry. I'm going to be the seventh day, right?
Yes, correct. Hello.
Eleanor.
And you're going to be number...
Eight.
Oh, this is going to be great.
You're going to be there. Are
you can't even count down yet.
Your name is
Paul Lockwood,
and you are number
nine.
Number nine.
Hit your record D. buttons,
Reinhardt.
Folks.
Right. Number 10.
10. And here is
Roberta De Laurentiis.
Right, and your number.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Hey, how are we one short? One, two, three.
Are you in it?
I'm number two.
Oh.
two, three, four.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? On the 12th day, we'll come back to the Canterbury Carolers. How's that? For the 12th day of Christmas. And so we each do a part. And let's see what happens.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Everyone, Merry Christmas. So, Canterbury Carolers, kick us off.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Two turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five a-golding,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two hoo-turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now they sound good.
Wow.
Now they sound like us.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five a-golding,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Wow. I didn't know Joanne Worley was in the audience.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five a-golding,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five a-golding,
four straight bears losses.
Indeed.
Three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a pond. And a pond.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 a-golding.
4 minutes till news.
3 minutes to sports.
2 turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Hacha, hacha, hacha.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 a golding.
4 calling birds.
3 hens of French descent.
Oh!
Wow.
You're so politically correct. 2 turtle doves.
And a pear tree in a partridge.
On the 12th, everybody maybe.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipes a piping, 10 lords a leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
everyone, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That was...
Oh.
Wow.
That Wipe was. Your eyes, everybody.
That Woo. Certainly was.
Wow.
I need oxygen. I don't know about anyone else.
Oliver who?
A quick break and back with more live from Tree Time after this on WGN.
It's Dean Time at Tree Time.
Whoa.
Tree Time, Tree Time, TreeTime.com.
It's Dean Richards, broadcasting live from Tree Time on North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Right now on 720 WGN.
Hey. Live from Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
The audience here can't clap because they're eating.
The Lou Malnati's pizza has arrived.
You can tell.
Yeah.
They're settling in for a long winter's nap.
But it's nice. Everyone has got their plates. They're coming and enjoying their lunch with us here at Tree Time. Now, we're going to be out here till 1 o'clock today. So when you come out here, the thing is that they're giving a Dean Sunday special 15% off anything that you buy when you come out here today.
Nice. Does that include you? Do you get a Dean's discount?
Oh, I thought you meant if someone wanted to buy me.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were for sale.
I can be.
At a discount of 15%. Yeah,
yeah. I can be if I need to be.
But do you need to have one of these coupons, or can you just show your face and get the discount?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I need a coupon.
Wow, that's sad that you'd have to have a coupon for your own discount. But look at that, Dean. Your name is right on there.
It's an actual coupon that they have.
So. Or is that Dean's Milk? I'm not sure.
If you haven't gotten a coupon, you're going to be buying some stuff. Make sure you get one so you can take advantage of the spectacular savings. Our Food Time show coming up after 12 o'clock. We're going to talk with our hosts here today, Joe and Lori Kane, who put on this magnificent wonderland. We'll get some... Christmas trends of if you're going to be doing any decorating,
and it's not just
ideas.
I mean, people should know, it's not, if you haven't been out here, it's not just trees. They've got a whole, they've got ornaments, they've got pillows, they've got you name it. So I mean, I come away here with a big bag full of stuff.
I like to get some geese a laying before I leave here today.
I would like 5.
Okay, all right. So I thought we would spend a little bit of time. I'm so appreciative of all the people that have come out to see us this morning. We love that. And I like to do a segment called Ask Us Anything.
Oh.
Ask Us Anything.
That's dangerous.
Questions about maybe you want to get some sports opinions from Andy.
Oh, I've got them.
On the Bears, I guess, is probably the number one topic of the day, right? If you want to ask, maybe you want to talk to Schwani, what he's been on the computer for all morning, because it's clearly not the news that he's
It's just
been.
X's and Y's. I'm watching him type.
Yeah.
It's just X's and Y's.
Playing asteroids on his computer.
He's doing Tetris.
Right. Maybe you have questions for us about WGN. We'll do our best to answer any of your questions.
Can we lie?
Well, no.
Okay.
No, we're going to tell the truth, I think.
Okay.
At least,
as far as they know it.
As far as they know, right. We are telling the complete truth.
Exactly.
So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll line up some questions and give away some fantastic prizes for those of you who have questions for us here this morning at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We'll be back right after this.
Dino's in Lake Barrington. It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, live from Tree Time Christmas Creations, right now on 720 WGN.
And tomorrow morning on the WGN TV morning news, I'll be talking with the new Charlie's Angels. Their new movie comes out next Friday. We'll be talking with Elizabeth Banks, Kristen Stewart, the whole gang. We've got some pretty good A-list celebrities all on the TV morning show next week from 4 a.m. until 10 on my favorite TV station, WGN.
What is Elizabeth Banks like? I really like
her.
She's
very nice.
Yeah, I really like her.
Yeah.
She's on Press Your Luck now. She does like a... Remember with the whammies? Remember the game show, Press Your Luck?
Yeah,
she does a nighttime
version. She hosts
it? Yeah, she's the host.
I like her
a lot.
She's
pretty good, yeah.
Super talented. Really good actress. Yeah. And, she's a very prolific director also.
Well, didn't she produce this? Or did she direct? She produced the Charlie's Angels movie, didn't she?
She definitely produced it. I don't think that she directed it.
No, but I think she produced it.
But she has. She directed a couple of the Pitch Perfect movies that she was also in. So anyway, that's coming up this week on the Big Number 9. So we'll look forward to that. It's time to ask us anything.
Wow.
Anything.
Look at that. There's actually people.
We'll do our best.
Consider yourself.
To ask some questions here. Yes, ma'am. Why don't you stand up?
How are you?
Great. What's your name?
Diana.
Nice to see you. Where are you from?
I'm from Elgin.
Very nice. Thank you for coming out here this morning.
Oh, this is great. This has been a lot of fun.
Let me ask, before you ask your question, do you listen to our Sunday show?
Every Sunday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Not trolling for compliments.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just wondering which one of us you like best.
No, can't do that. Like you all. Yeah.
Very diplomatic.
Very diplomatic.
Like you
Thank
all.
You.
And I like all
which
of
Which one if, of the bald ones on the show? Which one?
Well, let's see. All right, Dean.
Not that I'm trolling for
No, not at all.
What a way to angle that in.
Wow.
So what is your question?
My question is how is your mom?
Oh, how sweet of you to ask. She's okay. You know, she's going to be 97.
Wow.
On her next birthday in January. So, you know, she's getting up there. Her memory's slipping a little bit. And she has good days and bad days. But, you know, hopefully more good days than bad days. I was with her yesterday. I was visiting with her. And, you know, we had lunch together and watched some TV. And then she looked over at me and said, why don't you go home now?
Oh!
She wanted
to watch TV by herself. So,
and how is Dave Schwann's father doing?
He's doing very well.
How's his dad?
He's doing very well. Thank you. Yeah. Good. In fact, I talked with him a couple hours ago, and I can't keep up with him. So he's moving
right
along.
That's good to hear.
Thank you.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you for asking. It's very nice. As you know, my mom and Schwann's dad had a little fling going on for
but then right here. But it then, was right here.
It started right here.
It started right here.
But then
it
was. I heard it was a messy breakup.
My mom is a heartbreaker.
She said, why don't you go home now?
I've been hearing that all my life.
So this is a question from my fellow critic in the room. What was your favorite and least favorite movie of this year so far?
Well, let's see. I guess my favorite of the year so far is The Irishman, even though I have huge problems with it being 3.5 hours long. If you can sit through the 3.5 hours, if you can tolerate the 3.5 hours, it is a spectacular masterpiece. Martin Scorsese has made a phenomenal motion picture. I hate being one of those critics, and if I'm teaching you anything as a young critic, as a kid critic, don't be a critic that wants to remake the movie. Be a critic who comments on the movie. A lot of critics that you hear and see and read want to tell you what they would have done if they would have made the movie. Not interested in what they would have done. I'm interested in their opinions of what they have of the movie. So while I wouldn't tell Scorsese you should have done this or you should have done that, there is easily an hour of that movie that could have been cut out.
I saw it on Friday, and I looked at my watch at the 2:20 mark. And I said, are we almost done? And I realized there was another hour to go. So
because
exactly what you're saying.
Even 2.5 hours is a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the movie studio and people connected with the movie, when they asked me, you know, I was at the Los Angeles premiere at the famous Chinese Theater. That's where we saw
it. Oh, nice.
With the cast. And Ray Romano was there, who was great in the movie. And Arlington Heights' own Sebastian Maniscalco was in the movie. He's quite good, in addition to Joe Pesci and Harvey Keitel and Pacino and Robert De Niro and all the rest. They're great in the movie. They were saying, well, you know, we live in such a short attention span world. That's why it seems longer than it is. That's not why it seems longer than it is. It's 3.5 hours long. And it could have been cut down. But as I asked De Niro when I talked to him about the length of the movie, and he said, you can't tell a master how much time he needs to take to tell his story. That's how much time Scorsese thought he needed to tell the story. So I completely respect that. But so anyway, that's the super long answer to
the
question.
What about worst?
Worst movie, I'd have to go back and look at the movies that came out this year. Right now, just because it's top of mind, is Playing with Fire, the one that's out this week. What about you?
That's actually my case, too. Like, I'm going to have to search deep into my brain files, and I probably don't have time for that right now. But top of my head right now is, in fact, Playing with Fire. Like, again, like I said, it doesn't have the rewatchability value of, like, Kung Fu Panda or any number of Pixar films like Coco or Toy Story, where families can watch it instead of just little kids.
Right. Yeah. It's just kind of, to me, it's just kind of lowest common denominator. That's really was my problem. Who had a question? Stand up, please. What is your name?
Marsha.
From?
Elgin.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Home of the Millennium Park Christmas tree, by
You're
the way.
Telling me.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. They cut it down. They brought it downtown.
I just have a trivial question. We've been sitting here watching, and the technology is amazing. You're all just sitting there with a laptop.
This is, I don't want to brag, this is the best 1970s technology that radio stations.
That's kind of where I was going, because the young man in the corner has been using a trimline phone that I think is from the 1970s. And I want to know, who the heck is he talking to on the
trimline? That's young Ryan. That's producer. Let's hear it for producer Ryan.
Yay!
Trying to keep all this together here this morning. And it's you're talking to the radio station, right? Yeah, that's
the best way you can do it on a trimline touchtone phone.
That's only because our candlestick phone broke last week. So
the squirrel is tired. He's not running around on the thing.
He borrowed my touchtone from home. That's where that's from.
I see that. And I wanted to say
he's talking to the radio station to coordinate with them to play the commercials, do this, do that. So he's got a million things going on at the same time.
Truthfully, I think I have one of those down my basement in case the power ever goes
They're
out.
They're good phones.
It works.
They're good phones.
But seeing it at WGN Radio just seemed a little out of place.
Right, yeah. Why replace it if we can use it for 50 years? That's right.
I want to say hello to a moron.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Moron Entertainment every morning on Steve Cochran's show. In the morning, who has questions for WGN? Who has a question? Yes, ma'am. Please stand.
I'd like to know if Mr. Toronto is related to the bakery Toronto's.
I am related. The founder was my dad's cousin. I am not in the business at all. My end of the family was not involved. But it is. I am related. We see them at weddings and funerals. But it is cool to see those trucks driving around with my name on it.
Do you try to get free bread from them when you see them?
It's kind of weird at a funeral to ask for free ciabatta. But
doesn't mean you wouldn't do it.
At our wedding, they supplied us our wedding cake. So that was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. And what is your name?
Sharon.
From?
Carrie.
Nice to have you here with us. What is your question?
I need you to refresh my memory. How many times, Jim, have you seen Elton?
Well, my nickname, of course, is Elton Jim, that's why I'm wearing this pin, including, hopefully, Schwanee, if you can get me out of here, I'm going to Cleveland tomorrow by plane, so I'm hoping that O'Hare will be messy, won't be too messy, but that will be, I believe, number 196.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to do number 200 by next year sometime, hopefully in New York. So that will be kind of fun.
That's crazy. Have you ever, who have you seen most often? Is there a performer that you've seen multiple times?
Phil Vassar.
Oh.
Phil Collins.
Oh, Phil Collins.
How many times?
Three.
Oh,
like normal people.
I was 14 by the time I saw Elton three times.
Yeah, as I've said, I've seen Tina Turner as my favorite, I think, maybe four or five times. I think that's a lot.
Well, the thing is, too, that this farewell tour is the number one grossing tour in the country, so it's not just my obsession.
Well, that's just because you were buying so many tickets to the show. What's your name?
I'm Pam from Palatine.
Nice to see you, Pam. What's your question?
Me too. My question is, do you have those moron t-shirts ready for us to buy yet for Christmas?
Our moron entertainment merchandising department has not churned those out quite yet.
The elves aren't silk screening?
I put Steve Cochran in charge of the merchandise.
You're the best part of his show.
Aren't you nice?
Yeah. And you'd have to troll for that one.
Yeah. Wow.
That was free.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That was given to you free.
Well, he's going to kick me off the show now. Well, okay. Do we have to break? Do you have a question real quick? It has to be a quick one. Hang on. Wait till I get here. Wait. Just a minute. We all want to hear you.
How many movies have you seen in one day?
Oh. I've seen as many as 5 movies in a day.
Oh,
that's my limit. And we're getting into that season now because all the movies are coming out for the holidays. It's not unusual to see, this time of year, it's not unusual to see 2 or 3 a day. When I get done here, I'm going to see a movie. This afternoon, I'm going to go see one. But sometimes I've seen one in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, in the evening, and then I'll go home and pop one in at night also to see it. So that's why I get confused with the plot lines. Who would have known? Hey, those were nice. Do you have a question? I know we're running late. Oh, look at this cutie over here.
What is she going to say?
Everybody go, Hi.
He's talking to Dave, by the way.
What's your name?
Lucy.
What is it?
Lucy.
What? And how old are you, Lucy?
6.
You're so pretty. I love your pretty dress. And do you have a question for me?
Who's older?
Of all of us? Schwani. How old do you think he is?
35.
Thank you.
45?
Thank you.
Is that what you said? Yeah.
Thank you.
That'd be okay.
See, I have friends here. That would be right if this was 1967.
Thank you. Thank you for that question. Yeah, Schwani's.
Yeah.
About 87 years old. We'll take a quick break and update news next. WGN.
It's Sunday morning. Back to Dean Richards, live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington on 720 WGN.
It's the food show that we've been waiting for weeks and weeks, the disgusting food segment.
Again, there's that we.
Coming.
Andy, be a team player.
Being a team player.
Each and every one of us will be trying some bugs that we've got. They're dried bugs. With different flavorings on them. And we're going to eat those. We're going to eat some turkey testicles from the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Finger licking good.
And also we've got some haggis that we're going to have all coming up on our food show in just a minute.
Only a Dean Richards show would be able to put all those things together.
That's exactly correct. Before we do that, though, I just want to thank our host of the show here today. Once again, at Tree Time in Lake Barrington, Tree Time Christmas Creations. This is Lori Kane. Give her a big hand.
Yeah.
A wonderful setup here today. You guys have gone the extra mile for us here today. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate all you listeners coming out and joining us. You always make it such a fun party when Dean's here. So thank you.
How did you, you and your husband, Joe, how did you start all of this?
Well, Christmas came to us is kind of, so we were in this building, working in this building, and then there was previously another Christmas company here, and they went out of business, and so we took their fabulous staff and started the new business. So,
how long ago was that?
That was in 2011. So,
That's a relatively short period of time to have developed such a huge following on.
Oh, thank you. It's been a good, interesting ride. Like any small business, you got to kind of just keep working at it.
Yeah, and you do all year long, I know. So how many different types of trees do you sell out here? If someone wants to, you know, update their Christmas tree, you know, a lot of people have a fake tree that they bought in 1969. Schwani, I don't want to mention any names. The ones that look like a green toilet bowl brush. Maybe have time to update your tree a little bit. Explain how many different kinds of beautiful trees that you sell here.
Well, we have over 200 trees on display on the showroom floor. And like we were saying earlier, they go from like a foot and a half to 20 feet tall. So we have just tons and tons of trees because each model comes in many sizes and many types of lights. So,
which is the most popular? Is there one that you sell more of than another?
Yeah, so most popular size, because most people's ceilings are 8 foot, so our most popular Christmas tree size is 7.5 foot. And we have a couple of varieties that people really like. One of the ones that we like is the Geneva fir and the Victorian. So we have trees that are kind of dense, more dense, and some people like that are kind of more loose and natural looking. So we have, you know, a lot of different, people always say they all look the same, but when you look at them, they really don't. There's a lot of differences.
Jim, didn't you date Geneva fir?
I did. Well, she knew Douglas fir.
Yeah, and she she was also kind of loose.
That's why I dated her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought so. the amazing thing about your trees is how realistic they are. You know, a lot of people go, oh, I'd never have a fake tree, an artificial tree. You can tell instantly, but you walk around this place and it looks like one real tree after another.
Yeah, we work really hard to make them look like real trees. They take the real tree branches and they make molds. And so with those molds, that's why they look so real, because they're modeled after real trees. And then we try to space them and just make it so they're a tree that looks real and lasts and doesn't need watering and doesn't drop its needles. So.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, the needles for me. Joe, what are the hot new things that you've got? All these trees, what else do people find here? I mean, you know, it's called Tree Time Christmas Creations. I mean, there is so much more than Christmas trees as well.
Yeah, it's all about trees and decor in general and lighting. So we have, you know, the color change lights we talked about earlier. We actually have versions of those you can put on your own real tree, if that's your tradition, is to hang lights on a real tree every year. We're all for that, and we have lights that you can still do color changing, just like the lights that we sell here on our trees. And then we have other things, you know, like I'm standing here with you in the design studio. A lot of what Tree Time really is trying to help you make something more out of your decor than it always was before. So we'll teach you in our classes, that Lori has classes set up all through the season, where you can come in and learn how to turn a garland into a beautiful mantelpiece, how to take a simple teardrop and turn it into a beautiful door display. So things like that. We actually are doing more than just providing product, but also expertise to help folks implement things in beautiful ways in their home.
So, Lori, you and Joe were nice enough to offer 15% off everything while we're doing the show here this morning. Explain what that deal is to people who are just tuning in now or maybe just coming into the store.
Yeah, so during the broadcast, well, we're calling it Dean's Discount, you get 15% off everything in the store. So it's a pretty good deal, especially at this time of year. So if you're here or you want to come in, come on down.
What's your most popular non-tree item?
I would say our most popular non-tree item. There is this one ornament that is a wreath ornament, and every year we buy it, and we can put it wherever we want in the store, and people will find it. It is absolutely amazing.
What does it look like?
It's a round wreath, and it's very glittery, and we kind of play this little game of putting it in different places, and it sells the best every single year.
I have one of those. You gave one, and I wear that all the time at home.
Yeah, it's actually a larger version.
It's like my festive pin, only much more festive.
It's a Christmas ornament that you wear?
Well, I do wear it because it's almost like a medallion. It's huge, and it's cool.
What are you? Like,
I feel like a rapper.
Are you like the Flava Flav of Christmas?
That's right. Yeah, it is very cool. I think I saw it here 2 years ago. Right?
It is very cool, and there's just something about it. I guess in the end, we all just like this glittery look. It's very glittery, and it's very fun. And yeah,
that sounds like Jim.
So I should bring that next year.
So is it hidden somewhere in the store now?
Yeah, we have it somewhere. If you want to try to find it. Okay. It's a hint. Okay, it's green, and it's a wreath. Okay, no, but not all the ornaments are green. I'm not telling you where it is, okay? But it's a green wreath, and it's very glittery.
It's about three inches in diameter. Yeah.
Three and a half inches in diameter. It's glittery green and has, like, white leafy components to it.
And people, I think, like Jim, might wear it, but people use them as, like, napkin rings.
I think it's safe to say only Jim is wearing it.
Oh, it's great.
Most people would put it on their tree.
Yeah.
Most people would.
Yeah, okay, so that's around here someplace. And again, 15% off of everything that you buy here in the store while the broadcast is on till 1 o'clock. We can't thank you enough for your hospitality here every year. We love coming out here. We love being with you guys. Let's hear it for Joe, yeah. Laurie, Kane, Tree Time Christmas Creations, 22102 Pepper Road. What's your website again?
Treetime.com.
Very good. A quick break. And then we're eating disgusting stuff. Yay! Coming up next, WGN.
Dean Richards is in Lake Barrington at Treetime Christmas Creations. It's Dean Richards Sunday Morning Live on 720 WGN.
We're back in Lake Barrington. Treetime, Treetime, Treetime.com. Everything Christmas, Treetime.com. And disgusting bugs to eat also. Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome into our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program.
Who's sponsoring this?
Heard every Sunday. Who used to sponsor this segment? So, Shwani and I were talking a couple of weeks ago on the show about how more and more people around the planet are eating bugs. It's a primary protein source, right?
That is correct.
For a lot of people.
Yep.
And we said, wouldn't it be fun at the Tree Time broadcast, if we got some bugs and things that some people might consider to be disgusting foods to eat. So we have some dried bugs from edibleinsects.com. We're going to try those in just a minute. But also, we heard about the big 32nd annual Turkey Testicle Festival.
37th. Don't cheat him.
You have an old sweatshirt on.
He's got a hoodie for
it. I was reading your sweatshirt. It says 32nd, but it's now the 37th.
Oh, dear.
What is your name?
J.R. Westberg.
And you are with the festival, right? For how many years now?
I've been there 5 years, but I've also, before I was a co-owner, I actually volunteered.
Right. So tell us what happens at the annual Turkey Testicle Festival in Huntley, Illinois.
Well, last year we had 5,500 people come in, 43 different states and 8 different countries. Lots of testicles, about 1,200 pounds, and a
lot
of beer.
600 pounds per testicle.
You realize that we just want to hear somebody say that on the radio.
Well, Marley was drinking every time she said testicles, so that was good.
Nice. It's a drinking game on the show. How did this whole thing get started?
To my knowledge, what happened was there were some electricians that were going out to Byron, and Byron, Illinois, started their first one, and then they attended it, and they came out to Huntley and talked to Ig, and Ig threw it on November 23rd, 1983.
So now it's an annual event on just is it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Wednesday before Thanksgiving, yes.
So people come out. What else happens besides eating testicles? What else? What else happens at this big festival?
We have 4 bands this year. We have Voyage, we have Seventh Heaven coming out, Modern Day Romeos, and Nashville Electric. So we keep it, it's a band-packed event, and it's been fun. And like I said, we can bring in 5,500 people without any issues, and everyone goes home safe.
Now, where do you get your testicles?
Wow. Where do you get the food?
They come from a purveyor of ours, and we're told they come from a farm.
Excuse me for interrupting you. I just want to, it's just it like popped into my mind. Bob Collins would be so proud of me right now. Sorry, go ahead.
No, we get them from our food purveyor, and what we're told is they come from a farm in Michigan.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, by the way, right here.
That's right. You don't get the big honors without the classic.
Do some a little
program.
Edgy stuff.
This is exactly what Bob Collins would be doing if he was here with us right now. So, what are we about to enjoy? I can smell it. Right?
You know, it actually smells good.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Well,
it's turkey testicles. Why wouldn't it?
From my own experience.
How are they prepared?
We hand wash them.
Of course.
Then we batter them in our own batter, and then they're deep fried for about 9 to 12 minutes.
Sounds like another Saturday at my house.
So here we go.
Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
Can you all see? See? They look like They look like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, they do.
A little texture of a deep-fried mushroom. Mentally, I only try to have one a year, but Marley made me eat seven.
Are you? Oh, so you don't eat these?
I do one a year.
Just one?
One year.
Just yeah, one of them?
One per year. Okay, who's in?
Don't I thought they came in.
Why are you looking at me?
Not a chance.
Who's in? I know no, Andy's not.
All right, here we go. All right.
This one right here? You got some hot sauce here.
Do I have to do Tabasco? All right. Oh, you're doing it. That's very good. No. What do you think?
Texture of chicken liver. It's not chewy at all.
Oh.
It's good. I doused it in hot sauce. Also, but it's good.
I went commando.
Oh, you took the one I was going to take.
I had it, no, yeah.
Come on, Shawnee.
Can we just use these as Christmas decorations?
All right.
Enjoy some fuss.
He's even got some ranch
this
dressing.
This is a first.
Here.
Oh, this is a first.
Is that ranch dressing?
Yeah,
this is a first.
It's gotta be. Anything's good in ranch, right?
How about it? How about it for Andy, though? How
no
about
way.
It? Andy, 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 Andy.
Wasting breath.
Really? You won't even try it?
Andy's no a, kind chance. Of a picky eater.
There's no chance.
Andy's the picky eater. What's your name?
Oh, Brett.
That's
You're
my
the
D.
one that you told me like right from even before the broadcast started. You came here to eat disgusting
yeah,
stuff. With.
That's my designated eater.
Exactly.
All right, come on up. Come on up and enjoy.
Yes. I'm eating vicariously through him.
They're all yours.
Brett.
There you go, Brett.
You did describe this correctly.
Brett, what's that?
You did describe this correctly.
No.
Not really the texture of a chicken liver.
Yeah.
And not really.
It's good, isn't it?
No, it's very good. I've had a ton of them.
All right, what do you think, Brett?
Really delicious. No, yeah, the liver tastes, yeah, I do agree.
Slightly.
Yeah,
very
but
slight.
Hot sauce goes well.
Mm. All right.
Want one?
Well,
I got my pizza.
Help yourself. Help
I'm
yourself,
not
Brett.
Be, I'm not trying to be.
Don't fill up because we've got haggis.
Also. And we have the bugs. We I'm, haven't even
and
gotten
lots
the
of
bugs.
I'm not, trying to be, crude here, but I'm surprised at the size.
Yes.
What?
So what are you implying?
I would have thought they were bigger. Seriously, weren't you expecting to see like bulbous things?
It's a turkey.
I gotta tell you,
I know,
you're thinking math.
I have not even given that one second of thought.
I mean, now that Andy says that, that's true. I guess with a turkey, you can't
you
be dragging.
Andy, they're really actually they're very good.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
You can't be
it's
dragging
good.
Them around, but yeah, not
anybody
bad.
Else want to come up?
Go ahead. Look at, there you go.
Yeah, go on up. What's your name again?
Eleanor.
More for
Eleanor,
you, Eleanor.
Do you mind if I ask your age?
How old do you think I am?
I think you're 25, but what is your actual age?
81.
God bless you. Nice. I just say that because you're the first one to jump up when we sang. You're the like extremely super active, and
we,
I love that. And
we love
and you want to try the turkey test.
We love to watch you eat your sweaty balls.
So.
Well, that's
really
a
good.
Big one.
You want to try it with the ranch? It's really good with the ranch. There we go.
See, I eat the livers and gizzards.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Watch. Look at you.
Not bad.
Bad. Not bad.
Yeah, see?
Not
They're actually
bad.
Pretty good. Who else? Who else wants to come up? Come on up. Yeah, come on up.
There you
yourself.
Go.
Turkey testicles a big hit here today. Anybody else?
And
Go on
this,
up.
And
don't
only,
rush the stage.
You only eat one a year?
Security.
Why
security. Do not rush
like
the
them?
Stage. I think they're really good.
If you had these, if you went to a restaurant and they put this on the table and they did not tell you what it was,
you gobble it up.
It's just some fried thing.
See what I did there? Gobble.
Gobble. Yeah. It's like gobble though.
Yeah.
It's always high pitched.
Come on in. Yeah,
but
everybody.
I mean,
oh, see now people are coming up. They want to give it a try.
A little marinara,
right? Yeah, it's
a little
good.
Hot sauce.
I could see
ranch.
That with like a little honey mustard would be delicious.
Or even like some creamy garlic dressing.
Sauce. What's your take on this?
Oh, dear. Look at he's trading.
Not that much flavor.
Did you put any sauce?
Yeah, a little hot sauce.
Hot sauce, okay.
They're really, it's not overly.
It's not overly flavored.
What, do you know what the breading is made of?
We use like a pancake batter, and then we season it with pepper and another seasoning as well.
Oh, secret seasoning.
Yeah, secret seasoning.
Yeah, it's good.
Worm larva. It's delicious. Give us all the details on the 37th annual Turkey Testicle Festival.
Well, we have tickets still available. We have a jump the line pass that'll get you right to the front of the line. And then we also have a VIP section. Both tickets are available on our website, parksidepub.com. Again, the first band's going to start off about 11:30, and then after that, we're going to close it up about midnight.
Are you giving away a pair of tickets, Dean?
For what?
To the testicle.
Did you just want to say pair?
Yeah.
You are 12 years old. Thank you for coming in. Let's hear it for the Huntley Turkey Testicle Festival. More disgusting stuff to eat coming back after a break. WGN.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, gets you into the spirit of the season early. Live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Right now on 720 WGN.
WGN. And here we are live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Wake up after you ate all your pizza.
Thanks to our friends at Lou Malnati's. They came out and fed the crowd here today with some delicious pizza and salad. We appreciate that very much. Thanks to our friends at Pepper Park Coffee, your local cozy coffee shop on Pepper Road here in Lake Barrington. Lou Malnati's, by the way, 40-plus Chicagoland locations. I was just at their newest one. It's in the Wrigley Building, on the lower level of the Wrigley Building. It's a beautiful location. They've tried to keep it as true to the original architecture of the Wrigley Building. It's a really nice spot. And, of course, you know, now to have a Lou Malnati's right across from the old dump that we used to work in at Tribune Tower.
Jeez.
Would have been great. How great would that have been to have a Lou Malnati's right across?
You could have seen
a
Dean Richards in there quite often if you wanted to get an autograph.
Love me some Lou Malnati's. LouMalnati's.com for more information. You know, you can send Lou Malnati's for the holidays also as well if you have family and friends around the country and they don't have their own Lou Malnati's location. Now, whether or not that is more or less delicious than some of the food that we're eating here this morning on our this afternoon on our Food Time show, we're sampling some unusual food products like the turkey testicles, and pretty much we all agree they were good, weren't they?
And I have to say now, the people here and even on the radio, you witnessed something that has rarely, if ever, been done. You have been a stickler that you do not like to eat food
on the show.
On the show, or even have food in the studio.
It's boring to the listeners.
And yet you ate a testicle, and you couldn't just eat one.
No, they were delicious.
And there you were. You made history.
I broke my own rule about that. But, you know, it's exceptional.
And what is that over there?
Because we're eating unusual things here today. This is the haggis that we're going to be enjoying in a few minutes.
Now, that looks interesting.
We're going to...
Is that at a bed of endive?
I believe that's watercress.
Oh, is that watercress?
I believe that's watercress.
That looks like caviar.
But let me see here. So we're going to talk with... where's Gus? Is Gus here?
It smells like Manwich.
Manwich is a
meal.
Gus, come on up here. Everybody, give a big hand to Gus Noble here. He's the only guy in Lake Barrington wearing a kilt today.
Speak for yourself, Dean.
I am indeed. How are you, Dean?
Very nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. And you brought the haggis for us to eat. We'll get to that in a minute. But explain your organization and what it is that you do. I mean, there's a rather historic backstory to this whole thing.
There is. Thanks for asking, Dean. We're part of the Chicago Scots, which is actually the oldest 501c3 charity in Illinois. We were started on the 1st of December, 1845, when Chicago's population was only 12,000 people. And our principal charity is a nursing home in North Riverside called Caledonia Senior Living. We've had it for over 100 years, and we provide assisted living and memory care and all sorts of senior living services. But we have fun while we're doing it. You know, we organize lots of Scottish-type events, like the Highland Games, which you may have heard of, where people throw those big cabers around. And we had the biggest bagpiping championship in North America down in Itasca, or as we call it for the day, Itasca.
Itasca.
Yeah, so we're a great organization. We have fun. We serve people. We've been around for 175 years, and next year is our historic, for us, 175th anniversary.
So explain the significance of Haggis to your organization. It's a special event that's coming up, right?
It is. The event that started the organization on the 1st of December 1845 was St. Andrew's Day. And we celebrate St. Andrew's Day by having something that's become known as the Feast of the Haggis. And, of course, the haggis is the iconic dish that we serve in Scotland.
Sort of like the national dish of Scotland.
It is, absolutely. And it's actually not proper etiquette to serve haggis if you don't read a poem to it, believe it or not.
Really?
The great Robert Burns, the Scottish poet, wrote a poem called Ode to a Haggis.
Really?
Wow. It's supposed to be piped in with bagpipes and great pomp and ceremony. But we'll just kind of go at it today. I'll read the first couple of lines.
Well, before you get to that, first of all, just explain. I had the honor of being in Edinburgh for the first time in my life last year. And I had haggis there and actually enjoyed it. But, you know, you hear about it. And it's like one of these foods where people recoil.
Yeah.
So explain, what is haggis?
Well, first of all, it gets a bad rap. You know, haggis is delicious. It is, as Robert Burns said, the great chieftain of the pudding race. It's basically our version of a sausage. And I never tell people what's in a haggis until after they've eaten it.
Okay.
It's like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so are you going to? This is the haggis.
There we go.
So we can just kind of show the audience a little bit.
Ooh.
Does it look delicious to you?
No.
Does it look delicious to you?
No.
Does it look delicious to you?
No.
Oh. How about you?
That looks fabulous.
That guy loves it. He's your designated eater.
Right. Yes, sir.
So you want me to eat it first, and then you'll give us the poem, or are you going to give us the poem?
You're supposed to do it first. I'll just give you a quick first verse, because it's a long poem.
wait, let him go.
Fair for your honest, sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, a boon them all, you take your place, pinch, tripe, or therm, and weel are you worthy of a grace as lang's my arm. There you go.
There you go. What do you think? Not bad.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, anybody who talks like this guy, you gotta like it.
Swanee? Swanee digging in.
I'll take this one here. Do a little haggy.
Elton Jim.
It has like a deep beefy smell.
Yeah. I thought it was quite delicious. I'm gonna double dip.
Please do.
Can you put that on noodles?
Yeah, we can put it on anything.
That would taste good on noodles, don't you think?
Traditionally, it's served with potatoes and turnips, neeps and tatties, as we call them in Scotland. But I went back to Scotland, and it was served with Thai curry sauce. And at this event, we give an award every year to somebody who's done something wonderful in the community. This year, we're giving the award to a lady called Bethany McLean, who is an author, and a businessman called Dan Casey. But 10 years ago, we gave the award to Chef Charlie Trotter. And he cooked the haggis for us, and he put lemongrass and ginger in it, which was horrific to those traditionalists.
Sure.
But if you think about Thai curry sauce, the haggis we tried in
Makes
Scotland.
Perfect sense. I had it in Scotland. I had it with breakfast. The way you might have a corned beef hash or something. In fact, the texture
that's
is
kind of what it's like.
The
like
texture a is a little
hash.
Corned beef hash.
You know, I said before that it smelled like manwich, but it's almost like a sloppy Joe. It has
that's
that
a
same
very good meal for cooler weather.
Who wants to try
cooler weather?
Come on in here.
It's good comfort food.
Come on in here. Take some spoons and forks.
This now, could you tell us what's in it?
Wait, hang on.
Look at that. Oh, look at this.
A little
guy.
Hot, but.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh
dear.
Yeah, I can taste all the different bits of meat. Oh.
There's notes of black pepper.
Yeah, the liver type taste. Like, and what's the other one? The stomach?
There's a
tripe taste.
There's a wisp of intestine. Come on over. Yeah, come on and try it. Anyone that wants to come up and try it, come on up and try it. So tell us now.
What's in it?
It's first of all, it's the vital organs of a sheep that are all ground up.
Well, what are those? What are the vital organ?
Anything that's required for living. You know?
your heart. Anything that pumps.
Yeah.
It's ground up with black pepper. You were right to say black pepper and oats. And then it's stuffed into the lining of a sheep's stomach and boiled. But it's 100% delicious. It's fantastic.
Because when I had it in Scotland, it was served, I guess, still in the stomach.
Yeah.
And you cut it and sliced it.
Right. And that's where the poem becomes interesting at that point. But yes, I brought this one all the way from Texas rather than from Scotland. We used to, for this event, fly in from Scotland, and it would arrive on a bed of ice from Edinburgh, and we sent a pipe band up to O'Hare Airport to meet it, to receive it into the city. Yeah.
So does the stomach actually bring and add a flavor to it? Is that why it's boiled in it, or is it just a casing to keep it all together?
If I answered that question, I have to admit I'd be lying. I don't know is the honest answer. But what I can say is that in Scotland we are very resourceful. We like to use everything. So the lining of a sheep's stomach is just to really keep everything together.
And there are lots of ethnicities that use every single part. There's I'd mentioned, being of a Greek descent, there is a soup that's made at Easter time. Same thing. Every single part of the lamb is part of it. It's all chopped up, and it's really quite a delicious soup until you find out what's in it.
So when you had it then, when it was in the casing, it was sliced.
It was sliced like a piece of a liverwurst or something.
Oh, okay.
Or like a thuringer or something like that.
And could you taste or see the casing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you like this one better or the one?
I like lamb's. I happen to love lamb's stomach.
Who doesn't?
Sheep stomach. I love sheep stomach.
So which one did you like, the loose
They're both good.
Yeah.
Yeah, both good in its own way. Tell us about your event and your organization, how people can get more information.
Sure. The website is ChicagoScots, S-C-O-T-S, .org. The event is the 7th of December. It's going to be at a place called Rockwell at the River. We're going to have bagpipes. Great band called Midlothian Scottish Pipe Band. We're going to have dancing from Thistle and Heather Highland Dancers. There's a Cayley band. A Cayley is a lively Scottish dance party called Bandicoots, featuring a guy called Tim MacDonald, who's was the national Scottish fiddle champion. And it's all in aid of this wonderful charity we have called Caledonia Senior Living.
Very good. If people want to get more info, what's the best way to get that?
ChicagoScots.org is the website, or call us at the office, 708-426-7127 is the number for the office.
Now, you're not from Elmwood Park, are you?
It's in North Riverside.
No, you, though.
Mississippi. From Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, you can knock off the fake accent.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Thank you so much for coming in and bringing the haggis. We enjoyed trying it. Very interesting. Wow. We're eating bugs next on WGN.
It's Sunday morning. Back to Dean Richards, live from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington on 720 WGN.
We wrap up our broadcast from Treetime Christmas Creations today.
And I have to say, very few people left. It's still a sold-out crowd here.
We appreciate you all coming here this morning. We really had such a nice time. Andy, how are you doing down there?
You know, I'm wonderful.
Because you have
I'm doing very, very well. Stomach is intact.
He didn't steal my pizza either.
I got to give Andy a lot of credit. He has not...
Steadfast.
He has not cracked to peer pressure, guilt.
Yeah. Might have happened a few years ago, but not
every
anymore.
Technique...
did something happen? Is
that Andy won't try any of the adventurous
foods. My stomach's upset enough watching this Bears game. I'm like, oh, I don't need anything more.
Well, you have something far more painful than eating haggis.
I've enjoyed it, too.
The foods. Have you all?
I hate to tell you, Dean, but your disgusting tag isn't really playing out. It's been actually very delicious.
Well, because it's the perception that it's disgusting, because really it's not at all. Really quite tasty.
I would have that haggis anytime.
All right. Well, we have plenty left over.
Maybe I'll be taking it.
It might go over as big as the turkey testing.
Who expected it to, though?
People are enjoying it. We thank everybody for coming in. A lot of people coming up and enjoying it. I'm wondering how many people are going to want to eat some of the bugs that we've got. There are plenty of places that you can go, believe it or not, on the web. If you Google...
Yeah, what did you Google?
Edible insects.
Boom.
Edible insects, and there's all kinds of places that sell a variety of different bugs that you can eat because they are super high protein. You know that 2 billion people around the planet eat bugs as one of their main protein sources. So, I mean, people all over the world, Andy, eat bugs.
I got 12 grams right here.
He's got a candy bar.
So if you were invited to somebody's house, what would you do? Not eat when they gave you your crickets?
Probably.
As an appetizer?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we found a company that's called Edible Insects, and they sell all kinds of edible, flavored edible bugs to eat. And we've got a variety of them here today. We've got a variety of crickets. We've got barbecue crickets, curry crickets, honey mustard crickets, chocolate and coffee crickets.
Where's the pizza?
There pizza one.
Well, the pizza are super worms.
The pizza, super worms?
Not just regular worms.
Yeah. The pizza flavored ones are super worms. These are barbecued meal worms. We also have silkworms with steak sauce on them and sour cream and onion crickets to try here today. So which one?
And he looks at me again.
Shawnee, you want to, you Shawnee, said you
take,
wanted to
take
try,
one the
try
the pizza. Ones.
You want to try? I'll hold it. Just, yeah, just take
some. The thing that's good about this is they're not wiggling. So nothing's wiggling up here except Dean.
And me.
Your intestine. A little salty flavor to them. And crunchy.
Now let me try some.
They're, again?
Pizza super worms.
Uh-oh, here's your designated eater again is coming in.
Here comes the aftertaste.
That's a big selling point.
I hate when you taste the larva.
What's it? The steak what sauce? Let me try that.
Try the steak sauce silkworms. Won't you have some steak sauce silkworms?
Quite the Those you're quite spicy. You're quite the host, Dean.
Those are spicy.
You don't do these on your grilling segment, I notice.
These silkworms are really good.
Oh yeah, which ones? The steak sauce?
Yeah, try these. Crickets? Shawnee, can I
cricket anyone?
Go ahead.
Care for a cricket?
I'll have one or two. Oh.
Yeah. You like these? Oh, pass the haggis. Oh.
Oh, please, security, don't rush the stage.
No. Do not. Oh, man.
But if anybody wants to come up and try them.
Oh.
It's in a different taste.
Oh, man.
In this tube.
You all right over there?
Oh, yeah, no, these are not going
I don't
down
know
well.
I don't know why these are in a tube, but these are black ants.
Oh, nice.
That's a chaser. Black ants.
It's all yours, my friend.
Oh, man.
Help yourself.
That one tastes like a dog biscuit. Oh, man.
How do you know what a dog biscuit tastes like? May I ask?
Well, you know, sometimes on a Sunday morning coming down.